Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
And a good morning once again to everybody out there. Welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Back here on a Monday, episode 805, as we have got a great show for you on this March 11th, 2024. You are listening to us on Home of Southern Sports, WQEE, 99.1 FM, The Key, out of Noonan, Georgia. And yes, today is the four-year anniversary when the day the sports world stopped. And quite frankly, the entire world shut down and we went on lockdown for 2 months. Some states actually went on lockdown a little bit more. And then sports returned in June. But I'll get into that and how it really has changed the way we look at sports. We had the Oscars last night. We have conference tournaments in the NCAA. I'll get into the Columbus State Lady Cougars having just a fantastic season and putting up a fight in the Peach Belt Conference Championship yesterday afternoon. I was on the edge of my seat. Going to wrap up the GHSA basketball playoffs. We got some repeat champs. It's a jam-packed show, NFL free agency, everything you need to know. And also what's going on Georgia Alabama Sports Live as well. So let's go ahead and get this show started. You know, I cannot say enough about the job that Coach Matt Hauser has done at Columbus State with the Lady Cougars basketball team. They had an absolutely incredible season. It started on Friday, getting the double overtime win over the second seed Augusta to make it to the championship game in Americus. On the home court of Georgia Southwestern, they were a team that was 25-3, 15-2 in the conference, and they do fall 57-52. I watched both games on the Peach Belt Network, and I have to say, I was on the edge of my seat for both games. But I'm going to break down that double overtime game on Friday because that was the most compelling game that I've seen all season for Columbus State. A team, they were up by 15. Augusta made their run. They came back. How about Jasmine Stevens making big-time threes? You had Alana Rawls with 16 rebounds, 22 points. Columbus State played very good defense in that game, and it was just a back-and-forth, lead changes, double overtime. How about LaTaya Reeves putting up a shot to give Columbus State the lead for good? And then they turn around and play Georgia Southwestern Sunday afternoon. And this was a game where they led by 5 at the half. But Georgia Southwestern was able to pull away. Despite Amber Abuzbe's 19 points, the Columbus State Lady Cougars just had an incredible season. I mean, you can't emphasize enough what they have done this season. This was just an absolute fantastic year for the Columbus State Lady Cougars, on the brink of winning the Peach Belt Conference. And they were the runners-up in the Peach Belt Conference. Georgia Southwestern is going to advance to the NCAA tournament. Now, I stayed up and I watched the NCAA tournament Division II selection show on NCAA.com. And I was pulling for Columbus State to get an at-large bid. However, the Southeast region only has 8 spots, and they gave it to Augusta University, the team that finished second place in the Peach Belt Conference in the regular season. I really thought they were going to give it to Columbus State because then why do you play a conference tournament? You're going to give it to the regular season team that took second place. I thought that Columbus State was deserving of a spot in the NCAA tournament. They had an incredible year, finishing 19-10. And I believe that Coach Hauser is building something absolutely special at Columbus State. I mean, you look at what he has got there. I mean, they made it to the NCAA tournament 2 years ago, and you know, they got a young team. Latia Reeves is only a sophomore. I mean, they are losing Alana Rawls. They are losing Amber Abuzbe. But I still think that Coach Hauser has got a good team, and I'm hoping to get him on the show, hopefully in the next couple of days, so we can have a wrap-up show. I really appreciate Coach Hauser just taking the time and being a guest on the show anytime he can. And I always look forward to that. And I'm hoping to get Coach Robert Moore on the show this week, wrapping up their season as they were a number six seed, the Columbus State men's basketball team. They were able to get the upset over Lander. However, they fell in the semifinals to North Georgia. But congratulations to Cordell Brown being named to the All-PBC tournament team as he scored 32 points in the two games of the tournament, as that was being held at South Carolina Aiken this past week. Well, high school basketball is officially in the books. Over the weekend, we had the GHSA State Basketball Championships at the Macon Centroplex. It was a great event. We had powerhouse teams. Congratulations to the Grayson Rams. They get the 51-41 win over McEachern. I mean, not only were these the two top teams in the state of Georgia, these were also the two top teams in the country. I watched the game on the NFHS Network. Jack Johnson and Kyle Sandy did a great job on the broadcast. I appreciate everything that Kyle Sandy does when it comes to high school basketball in Georgia. He has his rankings. Sandy Spell, trying to get him on the show. I'm going to reach out to him. I would love to get him on the show and talk some high school basketball. So the Grayson Rams, they win over McEachern. Meanwhile, the Grayson Lady Rams, they get the 65-44 victory over North Paulding. So it is a clean sweep for 7A. The Grayson Rams are your GHSA state champions. Now let's go to girls 6A, as Marist got the 67-48 victory over North Forsyth. And then over its 6A boys, Riverwood, who was a number four seed, got the win Friday night over Alexander, 67-63. Now, Saturday afternoon, we had Palladia. They fell to Mount Vernon 48-40 in the Class 1 Division 1 state championship. And then we also had St. Francis defeat Galloway 74-71 in the Class 1A Division 1 girls state championship. Earlier Friday afternoon, Hebron Christian gets the 62-60 victory over Wesleyan in the 3A girls state championship. And then for the 3A boys state championship, it's back-to-back years for Sandy Creek, 74-49 over Johnson of Savannah. So congratulations to all the teams in the GHSA. Just a reminder that we do have some all-star games that are happening at Carver High School this Saturday, as we've got high school basketball teams in and around the Chattahoochee Valley that are being featured. We've got the girls' games, and we have got the boys' games all day. We've got seniors. We've got ninth graders playing in this showcase, brought to you by Porter Sports and Double Coverage. So they just announced the all-winter teams for the All-Chattahoochee Valley team. The Georgia Sports Hall of Fame has got them broken up into two categories. We got 4A through 7A, and we have 3A all the way down to the private schools. And I'm just going to give you the list of some of the first and second teams, starting with the 4A, 7A girls. And I'm looking at this list, and pretty much it matches what I had on the show last week for the sports beat. I know that Thrip Behringer and I are planning on doing our first team and second team all by city, but we are actually going to combine the two classifications. But the first team, no surprise, Jabria Lindsay is on here, the sophomore from Central. She leads scoring for the entire Bi-City area and one of the top scorers in this region. And in my mind, she's the best player in Columbus. I think that she is going to play at the next level, not only in college, but she might play in the WNBA. This is how good Jabria Lindsay is. Got a chance to call the Russell County Central game a couple of months ago on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and I was just blessed that I got to see her in person. And yeah, she's good as advertised. So she makes the first team, followed by Tierra Tucker from Shaw. Tierra Tucker is a senior. She is just a dynamic scorer for Coach Crowell, Coach Brown, and the Shaw Lady Raiders that made it to the playoffs as a number three seed. However, they did fall to Fayette County, which eventually would go on to the Final Four. But that was a very close game. And then we got two players from Hardaway. They made it all the way to the state championship, but fell to Baldwin. Michaela Johnson is only a junior. A.K. Shelton, only a junior. They're going to be back next year for Coach Kelly Ellison. And then Janiyah Broom from Harris County. The Harris County Lady Tigers, led by their head coach, Stephanie Ramsey Dunn, went to the Elite Eight this year. And now let's look at the second team. You got six players here on the second team. Brooke Bass for Harris County. Zariah Davis for Northside. Janiyah Hardy for Hardaway. Quishai Walcott for Shaw, Adasia Burrell for Hardaway, and Jasmine Thomas for Smith Station. Now let's go over to the boys, 4A, 7A schools. Jacoby Hill is one of the most electric boys basketball players that we have ever seen, and he's only a junior. Central made it to the Final Four, made it to the state championship last year. And then you got Barrington Adams for Northside. Northside was in a little bit of a rebuilding year, lost some great players like Malachi Hosley and Jakeith Hodo. But Barrington Adams, his scoring, averaging 18 points a game, saw him at the Muskogee County Christmas Tournament, saw him back in December when they were hosting Spencer. He's a good player. I'm happy for Barrington Adams making it on the first team. And then Bryce Dawson for Central. Just a great player for the Central Red Devils and Coach Burkett. Cam Phillips from Harris County. Saw him when Harris County took on Shaw earlier this year. And then Makai Benton, the senior, led by just that senior-led team for the Hardaway Hawks that hosted a playoff game. And Coach Mills has got just an incredible team. And I know that they're going to be losing a lot of seniors next year. But that's the first team. Now here's the second team. Timothy Littleton III and Joshua Battle from Russell County. Dorian Head from Shaw. And Hayden Shedrick from Smith Station. Now let's take a look at the first team for private through 3A schools. TJ Benson from Calvary Christian, Tony Montgomery from Carver, Jadens Ford and TJ Smith from St. Ampicelli, and Joe Dozier from Spencer. The second team, private 3A boys, Gary Gaither from Spencer, Jadarian Swag Holloway from Glenwood, Jacoby Castlin from Carver, Thomas Henderson, the leading scorer for the Brookstone Cougars, DeAndre Wooten from Columbus, honorable mention, Joshua Harris from Kendrick, and Jay Ross from Jordan. Private through 3A girls first team, Jasmine Thornton and Aubrey Wilkins from the Carver Lady Tigers that went to the Final Four with Coach Anson Hunley, went to the Elite Eight last year. They are going to be seniors, and they are going to be leaving, but I do believe that Carver is going to reload, especially since they're going to be down in 2A, and that's going to be a lot of fun next year. Michaela Hosley, who won a state championship with St. Ampicelli. Naomi Burke, who is a senior for Coach Tinch and the Spencer Lady Green Wave, and to Kayla Davis, who also won a state championship with the Glenwood Lady Gators for the AISA. Second team, private 3A girls basketball. Soraya Wimberly for the Jordan Lady Red Jackets, making it to the playoffs for the first time since 2012. Coach Cobb had a really good team, and they just played very hard. Michaela Reed, the eighth grader from Calvary Christian, who averaged over 20 points a game, and the future is bright for Coach Norton and that Calvary Christian Lady Knights team. Alexandria Burke for Spencer, who is going to be a senior next year. Carson Galligan. Brookstone went to the Elite Eight under Coach Kim Ellison. And then Chubb Williams, the floor general for Coach Hunley and the Carver Lady Tigers. Chubb Williams had multiple games where she had assists and steals. I mean, she just had great court vision, had the privilege of calling many Carver games for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Honorable mention, Alana Gilbert for Columbus. As Coach Adams improving from 5 wins to 9 wins, they were on the doorstep of the playoffs. And then Demaya Collins for Kendrick in Coach Long's first season. Congratulations to all Chattahoochee Valley team, brought to you by the Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Fame. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about college basketball and the NBA. As we have conference tournament play going on this week, I will talk about who has already punched their ticket into the NCAA tournament. And then I'm also going to talk about that brawl between South Carolina and LSU. I hope these two teams meet in the women's tournament. And then later on in the show, I'm going to talk about NFL free agency. Russell Wilson signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the 49ers release Eric Armstead to save some cap room. And Mac Jones getting traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just a lot of moves in the NFL. Everything going on in the world of sports. All crammed in 1 hour here on the Sports Beat. And then I'm going to talk about some NBA teams that are on the up and coming that could make a big playoff push, as we've got about a month left to go in the regular season. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
We are back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope you're enjoying this Monday. It is conference tournament action in the NCAA. Don't forget, I'm going to have my bracketology show I'm actually going to go through the entire bracket, as we already have several teams punching their ticket to the NCAA tournament, to include Stetson for the first time in school history. First time they have won 20 wins in a season. You also have Longwood, Moorhead, and Drake. So congratulations to all the teams. We got more teams underway that are going to be punching their ticket to the big dance. So I want to remind you, this was something that we added on the schedule for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. There was a lot of rain in the forecast last week, and so a lot of baseball games were canceled or postponed. But they are going to schedule a game today, Calvary Christian and Carver, and we will be live streaming that game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. You got Coach Steve Smith, the defending GAPS champions of Calvary Christian, taking on the Carver Tigers, led by their head coach Michael Long Jr. in his third season with the Carver Tigers. I cannot wait for this matchup. I know both coaches very well. I've had both coaches on the show. And also, Coach Long was on Coach Smith's staff last season for the Columbus Chattahoots. So both coaches know each other very well, and I cannot wait for this game. First pitch, 6 o'clock on the campus of Calvary Christian. And you can catch it on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. This is my favorite week in college basketball. I actually like this week more than the NCAA tournament itself because everybody has a chance. You have compelling games that go down to the wire. I mean, we had an overtime game where East Tennessee State came back from 20 down with 14 seconds left to go, and they were able to beat Chattanooga in overtime 85-84. So here's some of the games that are happening today. Remember, all the SEC and ACC tournament play won't start until Tuesday and Wednesday. But our top 25 action today, St. Mary's is in the semifinal of the West Coast Conference, taking on Santa Clara. Gonzaga is in the West Coast Conference semifinal, taking on the Dons from San Francisco. I expect both teams to make the NCAA tournament, but if Santa Clara or San Francisco end up pulling off the upset, that could burst somebody's bubble. You got the Sun Belt Final today at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Arkansas State is taking on James Madison. I think James Madison gets into this tournament, even if they lose to Arkansas State. The SoCon Championship, those Pirates from East Tennessee State, they will take on Samford. Samford is 28-5. They look like they are a team that could probably get into the tournament. East Tennessee State's going to need some help. The ACC tournament begins tomorrow, starting with Georgia Tech taking on Notre Dame. You have Louisville taking on NC State and Miami taking on Boston College. Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Pittsburgh all with number 4 seeds. North Carolina is the overall number 1 seed, as they did defeat Duke over the weekend, 84-79 at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Some of the other action over the weekend, you had Virginia defeating Georgia Tech 72-57. Pitt wraps up that number 4 seed, beating NC State 81-73. And then you have Florida State defeating Miami 83-75. What happened to Miami? Miami went to the Final Four last year. Now they're 15-16, 6-14, and they're going to have to play their way into this tournament. Meanwhile, the SEC tournament will take place on Wednesday, starting with the first round games, Vanderbilt taking on Arkansas, Georgia taking on Missouri. The top 4 seeds in the SEC are Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, and Alabama. On Thursday, you got Mississippi State taking on LSU in the second round, and Ole Miss taking on Texas A&M in the second round, with South Carolina and Florida awaiting the winner of the first round games. And then on Friday, Tennessee, Auburn, Kentucky, and Alabama all have double byes as the regular season wrapped up on Saturday. Kentucky got a very important win on the road against Tennessee, 85-81. Is that going to cost the Tennessee Vols a number 1 seed? And then you have Alabama beating Arkansas in overtime, 92-88. I think Alabama is going to be a number 3 seed, possibly a 4 seed, but you'll have to find out on my bracketology show tomorrow. Auburn gets the 92-78 victory over Georgia. This Georgia Bulldogs team, 16-15. You know, they were 12-3. I don't know what happened
to the Georgia Bulldogs, but they're not going to the NCAA tournament. I think they'll beat Missouri in the first round, but they'll probably lose to Florida in the second round. And then you have LSU beating Missouri. LSU is one of those teams that is right on the bubble. I mean, your bubble teams, Texas A&M, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I think Mississippi State actually gets into the tournament. Ole Miss has got 20 wins, and somehow they are the next four out. And South Carolina ends up getting the win over Mississippi State in overtime on the road. South Carolina missed out on getting a double bye because they had a very impressive 13-5 record. How about their 25-6 record? That's going to be enough to get them into the NCAA tournament, I think. But the Big 12 is just absolutely nuts. As Houston, probably going to be a number one seed overall, especially if they win the Big 12, defeating Kansas by 30. I mean, that was an absolute whooping. Kansas with 8 losses in the Big 12, 22-9. This has been one of the worst seasons for Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas probably still going to be a number 5 seed, but we'll have to find out on my Bracketology show tomorrow. 2 top 15 upsets as Kansas State does defeat Iowa State 65-58, and Texas Tech, who's considered a bubble team, beats Baylor at home. And so you look at the standings here. Houston wins the Big 12 regular season, followed by Iowa State, Baylor, Texas Tech, BYU, and then Kansas is in 6th place. I cannot believe how far Kansas has fallen. So here's what's going on in the Big 12 conference tournament. On Tuesday, we have their first round games, Oklahoma State and UCF, followed by West Virginia and Cincinnati. On Wednesday, you have Oklahoma taking on TCU and Kansas State taking on Texas. BYU and Kansas will await the winners of the second round. And your teams that got the double bye, Houston, Iowa State, Baylor, and Texas Tech. Now let's go over to the Big Ten because they wrapped up their season like they always do on that Sunday before conference tournament play starts. No surprises here. Purdue had no problem over Wisconsin, 78-70. They're trying to get back to the Final Four for the first time in over 40 years. Indiana defeats Michigan State, who was considered a bubble team. And then Illinois had no problem over Iowa. And Nebraska defeats Michigan, 85-70. So here's what the Big Ten conference tournament play looks like. First round is going to be Rutgers taking on Maryland, Michigan taking on Penn State. On Thursday, you got Minnesota taking on Michigan State. Ohio State is taking on Iowa, with Wisconsin and Indiana awaiting the winners of the first round games. Teams with a double bye: Purdue, Northwestern, Illinois, and Nebraska. Don't forget, Bracketology show tomorrow. I will break down what I think the projected field of 68 teams is going to be. We already have teams that have punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. So that is something to keep an eye on. All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the association. The NBA, the Atlanta Hawks last night lost to the New Orleans Pelicans 116-103 at State Farm Arena. If you're a basketball fan, you're just happy to see Zion Williamson healthy. The New Orleans Pelicans are going to be a playoff team. Zion Williamson just absolutely put on a show, 27 points. But how about Trey Murphy off the bench with 28 points? Now, the Atlanta Hawks had some pretty good players in some double figures. You got Bogdan Bogdanovic with 25 points, DeJounte Murray with 23, and no Jalen Johnson. I mean, he was out of the game, and Trae Young is still out. The Atlanta Hawks are in 10th place, 29-35. They will take on the Portland Trailblazers in Portland, Oregon this Wednesday. It'd be a good matchup to see Scoot Henderson, DeAndre Ayton, as the Portland Trailblazers are rebuilding this year. Some of the games that were marquee games on Sunday, you had the Milwaukee Bucks getting a big road victory over the Los Angeles Clippers, 124-117. And then the LA Lakers. It looks like they are flipping the switch right now to not only try to get a play-in spot, but to get further and make a deep run in the playoffs. They defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves. At the time, they were the number one seed in the Western Conference, 120-109. Was this a statement win by the Lakers? Well, they were playing at home. They do play well at home, but Anthony Davis had a monster game. 27 points, 25 rebounds. Unbelievable game. LeBron chipped in with 29 points. I mean, all the players for the Lakers stepped up. Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura. Lakers are 36-30. Now, right now, they would play the Golden State Warriors if the season ended today. But they're only a game back of the Dallas Mavericks and a game and a half back of the Sacramento Kings, two games out of the number six seed. I guess I would say they want to try to avoid the play-in game, but if they get a number seven seed, I mean, I think that the bad matchup would be Denver, because I don't think anybody can stop Nikola Jokic. But if they played Oklahoma City or Minnesota in the first round, you got to give the edge to the Lakers in that game. So here's some of the games for tonight. You have the Celtics taking on the Trailblazers. You got the Hornets taking on the Pistons. Suns and Cavaliers, that's a pretty good matchup. Golden State taking on San Antonio. Toronto taking on Denver. And the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Chicago Bulls. As we have got a month left in the regular season, I still stand by my pick. I think it's going to be Boston and Denver in the NBA Finals. I would not be shocked if the team that comes out of the East that is not the Boston Celtics is the Miami Heat. But they have lost three straight, so that is something to think about. I wasn't a big believer in the whole Terry Rozier trade. I thought that the Miami Heat lost a lot of role players off their team last year that went to the finals, like Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. But we shall see. I love the NBA, and I cannot wait for the NBA playoffs in approximately a month. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go and take another break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about all these NFL offseason moves, including Russell Wilson to the Steelers. Does that make the Pittsburgh Steelers a playoff team? How's the fit going to be with Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin? And Kirk Cousins seems to be the front runner for the Atlanta Falcons, but do the Falcons want to pay big money to a 36-year-old quarterback knowing he is not going to be the quarterback of the future? You don't want to go anywhere. This is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
And we're back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We've had so many moves in the NFL offseason. As we start NFL free agency, the big story that came down over the weekend, it's a done deal. Russell Wilson, his failed experiment in Denver was over when they released him. He has found a new team. As in year 13, signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a very well-run franchise. Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season. They just needed to get the quarterback right. They had Kenny Pickett. They had Mitchell Trubisky. They had Mason Rudolph. They've not found a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Russell Wilson, coming in at age 35, he went 11-19 with Denver. I mean, he did have 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. I thought that he actually played a little bit better in his second year. It's just the relationship between him and Sean Payton was not a very good one. Now he is coming into a situation where he has got weapons. Najee Harris, great running back. You got George Pickens, wide receiver, and a top 5 defense. When T.J. Watt is healthy, that defense is lights out. He's also going into a division with Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and possibly either Joe Flacco or Deshaun Watson with Cleveland. I love this situation. It keeps him in the AFC, and the Steelers are going to be battling with Baltimore and Cincinnati and Cleveland for that matter. And you got a very tough division. I think this is a good fit. I think Russell Wilson is going to do fine. Is this the direction the Steelers should have went? Because I thought maybe Justin Fields was going to go to Pittsburgh, but I think this leaves the door wide open for the Atlanta Falcons to try to get Justin Fields. But I still believe that Kirk Cousins is the front runner to sign with the Atlanta Falcons. If that happens, I think the Falcons need to take Dallas Turner with the 8th overall pick in this upcoming 2024 NFL draft. Now they would have their pass rusher, and then they would have their quarterback, who's still up there in age. He's not necessarily the quarterback of the future. But if you're Arthur Blank, you're trying to win now, you go get Kirk Cousins, and then you become the favorites in the NFC South. Speaking of the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers re-sign Baker Mayfield. It's a 3-year deal worth $100 million. You know, Baker Mayfield had a very good season last year, leading the Buccaneers to the second round of the playoffs. He's a good quarterback. I mean, he had his career best 64% completion percentage. You know, he does things very well. And I think that, you know, you got continuity with Baker Mayfield as your quarterback in Tampa. And, you know, they just re-signed Mike Evans, so he's got his favorite weapon. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be just fine. Some of the other NFL news, I mean, we did have some retirements. Last week I talked about Jason Kelce retiring. Fletcher Cox has retired for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm starting to get the sense that the Philadelphia Eagles, the players that got them to where they needed to go, to the Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl, they are ending their season. The 6-time Pro Bowler retiring from the NFL. It seems like Fletcher Cox has been playing with the Eagles forever. He is only 33 years old, but he still was one of the top pass rushers on that ferocious defense, which included Brandon Graham, who was the hero in the Super Bowl with former coach Doug Peterson. And then you also have players like Jalen Carter, the up-and-coming rookie from Georgia. I think the Eagles will be fine on defense. They just got to find an identity with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. And then some of the other news, Mac Jones getting traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is going to back up Trevor Lawrence. And then the San Francisco 49ers release longtime defensive end Eric Armstead. Eric Armstead has been with the 49ers during their rebuilding years under Jim Tomsula and Chip Kelly. You know, he was one of the catalysts on that defensive line when the 49ers just kept drafting these defensive linemen. They drafted him, they drafted DeForest Buckner, they drafted Solomon Thomas, and then they drafted Nick Bosa. The longtime resident of Sacramento who played at Oregon, he had 33 career sacks. Here's the thing, he's going to test free agency. I think the Atlanta Falcons need to go after Eric Armstead because Eric Armstead is a very good pass rusher. This does free some cap space for the 49ers, and there's talks about them getting back some former players like Ashiz Al-Shire from the Tennessee Titans. They're talking about getting DJ Jones back from the Denver Broncos. Remember, he was a defensive tackle that played on that Super Bowl team with the 49ers. And you know what? While you're at it, why don't you try to get back K'Wan Williams or Jimmy Ward to play nickel corner? Because they did get rid of Isaiah Oliver. So those are some of the NFL moves during the offseason. Don't forget, this week, with all the moves that's going on in the NFL, we might have different mock drafts that you might see Denver, or we know the New England's going to take a quarterback with the third overall pick, but does Denver or Minnesota move up to get a quarterback? I know that Minnesota's been eyeing J.J. McCarthy. Does Denver go after a guy like Michael Penix Jr. or Spencer Rattler, who shined at the combine with his arm strength? I don't know, but it's a crazy NFL offseason. I cannot wait for the NFL draft next month, and then, of course, the NFL schedule release. It is going to be great. Here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to take the final break of the show. And when I come back, I'm going to close out the show, just wrapping up some of the things that are going on in the Chattahoochee Valley, including we've got River Dragons to talk about as they are taking on the Zydeco this weekend. And we also have Columbus State baseball and softball. Columbus State baseball gets a huge weekend as they sweep Flagler. It's going to be a great show. Hope you have a great Monday, but we will be right back after this quick commercial break. It's the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. This is March 11th, and I just want to say that I remember exactly where I was 4 years ago, the day that the sports world stopped. I got that notification on my phone that the NBA postponed their season, you know, and it was followed by Major League Baseball, NHL. And the one thing that really hurt the most was March Madness being completely canceled. I liked the idea of them having sporting events without fans, but it was such a crazy time, especially when we had a pandemic that was going on for about, I would say, 2.5 years. But it completely changed the world. I mean, at the time, in the entire world, there was 120,000 cases and 4,000 deaths reported across 118 countries. I mean, nobody really knew what this COVID-19 pandemic was going to do. And when Rudy Gobert tested positive, it started the domino effect where just the dominoes just continue to fall. And I tell you what, I mean, we didn't have sports for an entire 2 months. And I remember doing podcasts, and I actually go back and I listen to my podcast because that was when I first started my podcast, was in the beginning of 2020. And, you know, I talked about NFL free agency. I talked about the NFL draft. And then I talked about The Last Dance, because that was an event. We would watch the first two episodes, and then Sports Talk Radio would talk about it the next day. And that was such an incredible sports documentary. I think that that was my favorite sports documentary of all time. But that was just a crazy time. I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder were taking on the Utah Jazz. They were supposed to play the game And then NBA Commissioner Adam Silver decided to cancel the game. I mean, they were playing games that night. And then we got word that sports was going to be put on hold. The NBA didn't come back until July. They were in the bubble. And then Major League Baseball decided not to play in the bubble. But, you know, I thought that they were going to end up postponing their season because there were some teams with outbreaks of the COVID-19 pandemic. The NHL played in a bubble. And then the MLS were the first professional sports league to come back. And then it seemed like college football and the NFL in the fall just didn't skip a beat. They started having fans. It was really weird seeing sporting events without fans. And then baseball games where they had the cardboard cutouts. And then when states lifted the bans, it was also really weird to see stadiums at 20% capacity. But that was 4 years ago. Cannot believe that. Anyway, we do have a very busy schedule on the slate for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. If you just missed it, it just came out that we have decided at the last minute, because this was a makeup game that they actually scheduled because there were so many rainouts by Carver and Calvary, they're deciding to play each other. And we are going to live stream that game on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Calvary Carver at Calvary Christian later tonight, 6 o'clock on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Tomorrow, Thrip Behringer and I, not only will have our Georgia Alabama Sports Live show at 7:30, we are also going to be live streaming Brookstone Pacelli at St. Ann Pacelli, big-time rivalry in the GIAA. On Wednesday, we've got a treat for you. Central taking on Columbus at Columbus High. On Thursday, Northside taking on Harris County. They're taking on each other on a three-game series, and Rick Beach will have the call. And then on Friday, we will have a special doubleheader. Rick Beach will call the Harris County Northside game. I will be on the call for Carver and Columbus. So you might want to check it out. Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Let's go ahead and close out the show. The Columbus River Dragons, they get the 5-4 victory over the Carolina Thunderbirds. 104 points. As not only they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to get home ice. They're currently 31-4-3. They get ready for a two-game series at the Columbus Civic Center this weekend, taking on the Baton Rouge Zydeco. Boy, the Columbus River Dragons are looking fantastic. And then we also had Columbus State baseball. How about the Columbus State Cougars baseball team getting the sweep over Flagler, including a 19-8 victory? And they are 14-9 on the season. They are going to take on Auburn Montgomery on Wednesday. And then they're going to be taking on Lander this weekend at Burger King Stadium at Ragsdale Field for a three-game series. Meanwhile, the Columbus State softball team, they dropped 2 out of 3 against Lander, and they are currently 14-11 on the season. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, the Columbus Lions are going to be traveling to Amarillo, Texas, to take on the Amarillo Venom as we are underway in the American Indoor Football League. The Columbus Lions are currently in their training camp at St. Ann Pacelli, and their home opener is going to be April the 12th, taking on the same Amarillo Venom. And then also in the UPSL, Tier 1, Legends FC out of LaGrange, their opener, March the 17th, 3 o'clock at Callaway Stadium, taking on Atlanta City Football Club. Hey, congratulations to West Georgia as they win the Gulf South Conference tournament regular season. For the first time since 2014-2015 that a Gulf South Conference member won both the regular season and the tournament. And it looks like they're going to be fine making that transition to NCAA Division I next season. They are going to play in the Atlantic Sun Conference, and I would have loved to have seen West Georgia and Kennesaw State in the Atlantic Sun as rivalries, but Kennesaw State's going to Conference USA for the 2024 season. And finally, Major League Soccer, Atlanta United, they got a big 4-1 victory over the New England Revolution thanks to a hat trick by Georgios Gigomakis. And Thiago Almada also had a goal. Atlanta is 1-0-1 on the season. Next Sunday, they are taking on their longtime rival, Orlando, at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And speaking of soccer, this is the one-year anniversary of that triple header for the Columbus Rapids that got postponed, which was absolutely devastating because I was set to call all three games as the voice of the Columbus Rapids, and that was the final nail in the coffin. And even though the NISL is still operating in year three, and the most successful team by far is the Fayetteville Fury, playing in all 3 years, I mean, their ownership group has been outstanding. There's been some cancellations. I mean, you've had the Tampa Bay Strikers, the Central Florida Crusaders. The Albany Aces have yet to have a home game, but I went down the roster. I see former Columbus Rapids players, including Brandon Cervantes, who played collegiate soccer at Point University. But the Albany Aces are a team to root for if you are a fan of indoor soccer. And I do want to see this league succeed, and I would like to see the Columbus Rapids return. I don't want to see Foundry FC. Nobody is tied to Foundry FC. That was an attempt to try to keep indoor soccer in Columbus because they see what a big market Columbus is. The NISL wants Columbus. But the problem is when you get rid of a franchise like the Columbus Rapids who have a fan base and you try to implement a new team in there, those Columbus Rapids fans are not going to get on board. And even though I was kind of okay with the move at first because I thought, well, it's like the Columbus Cottonmouths taking a 2-year break and then being rebranded and being called the Columbus River Dragons. Well, yeah, new ownership group and all that, but it was not going to work. So it was not going to be in the cards for Columbus to get an indoor soccer team this season. It was absolutely devastating last year. I remember getting on social media and talking about how I'm done as the announcer because it was so heartbreaking. But then I wanted to do it the right way. I wanted to close out the season, but I also wanted to give like an up-and-coming broadcaster an opportunity to call these games because I wasn't getting paid. I was doing the games for free, and that's a really good opportunity for a young up-and-coming broadcaster that wants to get into this business that is not well known to have an internship, because that's pretty much what it was an internternship, working for free. Sometimes that's how you get your foot in the door, is you got to work for free in this industry. But when you make yourself known and you make a name for yourself, you have a little bit of leverage, and sometimes it's time to get compensated for your work, especially all the hard work I did putting it in, not only just the home games for the Columbus Rapids, but also doing the coaches shows, the live shows at Ivy, and the whole nine yards. So yeah, it was devastating. It's the one-year anniversary of those games being canceled. I remember where I was when I got the phone call from Mary Ellen Rogers, who is the president of the NISL. And when I heard that, I was absolutely devastated because I was so excited about calling this triple header that was going to be at the Columbus Civic Center. Up to this point, the Rapids only had two home games, and they were both on a Wednesday night. We were promoting these games and we were planning this 3-game series, and to have them cancel like they were was devastating. And that led to some of the players quitting, and the Columbus Rapids ended up folding operations for year 3 in the NISL. Would love to see them come back, possibly under new ownership. That would be ideal. But we love the Columbus Rapids here in Columbus, and I will continue to support the Rapids. You know, I wear my gear every time I get a chance to. And then, of course, I will go back and watch the archive footage. It was a successful year in that first year. And then that second year just got a little clunky. And it was also devastating that they decided to rebrand and call themselves Foundry FC. And then Foundry FC couldn't even field a team. They could not really get any home games. They had a schedule out. They had home games. The home games got canceled, and then they decided to become a travel team like the Rome Gladiators, and then even that fell through. So it's still up in the air. I don't know what's going to happen in 2025, but I know one thing. They're going to have some competition because you got the minor league baseball team coming to Columbus in 2025. Well, that is going to do it for the show here on this Monday. Don't forget, I'm going to have my bracketology show tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to have a guest or not. It's really up in the air. Thrip Arringer and I are going to have a Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show on Wednesday. So for the sports beat, I'm only doing four shows this week. So that's basically any time that Thrip Arringer and I do a Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show. I won't do a sports beat show because, I mean, that's asking for a lot, doing 5 days a week, especially when, you know, sports has kind of slowed down this month. Anyway, thank you once again for listening to the show. Like and subscribe to the Facebook channel. Subscribe to the YouTube page. I'm also found on the X. Stay tuned for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's coming up next here on WQEE. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing, actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern sports and talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.